The House will be in order. Introduction of bills.
Senate File 2368 by Committee on Local Government, a bill for an act related to the authority of counties and cities to regulate rental housing and including effective date provisions.
First reading bill is in order for committee. Amendment referred to the Committee on Judiciary. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Windschuttle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Dolichek for House File 2600, Representative Meyer for House File 2270, 2271, 2424, Representative Best for House File 2485, Representative Bacon for House File 2561, Representative Meyer again for House File 2138, and Representative Fry for House File 2192.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Ringgold, Representative Dolichek, for opening remarks on House File 2600.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 2600 is a bill that creates a child care workforce state matching grants program in the state treasury under the control of the ECI State Board and consists of any monies appropriated by the General Assembly and any other monies available or obtained or accepted by the State Board for placement in the fund. The funds shall be used to provide matching state grants to eligible communities that provide funding for the Child Care Wages Iowa program, the TEACH Scholarship program, or any other child care workforce strategies. Communities seeking a state grant under the program shall apply to the State Board pursuant to rules adopted by the Department and the State Board. The bill also caps the administrative fees at 5%. That would conclude my opening comments on the bill, Mr. Speaker, and there is an amendment.
There is an amendment. Will the clerk call up the first amendment?
H8102 by Winkler of Scott.
Chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Winkler, for opening remarks on H8102.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I would like unanimous consent to withdraw this amendment.
The lady seeks unanimous consent to withdraw the amendment. Is there objections? Chair hears none. So ordered. Is there further discussion on House File 26? Yes, is there further discussion on House File 2600? The chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I rise in support of this particular bill, but Representative Dolichek and I have a little bit of disagreement in regard to how this particular fund would work. This is only a skeleton of a program. There is no appropriation, and the rules will be written around the instructions that are given in this particular bill. So at this time, with it being so vague, it's really hard not to support increasing the workforce for childcare. But I do want to give some information as to why we actually need more of a bill. We need an appropriation, and we need to act immediately. 75% of children in Iowa under the age of 6 have all parents working. 76%. We lead the nation in the percent of parents in the workforce with children under the age of 6. There is a shortfall of more than 361,000 child care slots in the state of Iowa. And Iowa has lost 42% of their child care providers in the last 5 years. This particular bill would provide quality education for child care providers and would also raise the wages. One of the issues in regard to the Last Dollar Scholar Future Ready Iowa bill was that child care workers weren't eligible because the wages didn't meet $14 an hour or more. So this is a structure, but I want you to understand that this will not accomplish the workforce demand for providers. because we're just going to write rules. There's no appropriation. It does place some action into the law, but there is a tremendous unmet need that isn't met because of the delay. We could do so much more than what this bill does if we really want to address child care workforce in salary, in quality, and in the child care deserts in our state where individuals would like to work but can't find quality child care providers. So there's a whole lot we could do. This is a skeleton of what we might be able to do. There is nothing wrong with the skeleton except that we need to do so much more. So I ask you to support the bill. I hope that when the rules are written, it is there is enough information in those rules that communities can utilize it and we can have quality child care providers making good wages, because what they do is so very important.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Dolchek for closing remarks on House File 2600.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a good bill. It sets up the framework to be able to increase the wages and the education of child care workers out there across the state of Iowa. I appreciate Representative Winkler's comments to a certain extent, expressing to us the definite need for these types of bills. That's why the majority party at this point in time and tonight will be doing several bills to try and address that shortage, because the majority party certainly recognize the great need out there, and that's why this bill is before us. Mr. Speaker, I would move House File 2600 to be read the last time placed on its passage.
The gentleman from Ringgold moves bill read for the last time placed on its passage. Are there objections? Hearing none, clerk will read.
House File 2600, a bill for an act establishing a child care workforce state matching grant program and fund administered by the Early Childhood Iowa State Program and awarded matching state grants to eligible communities and making appropriations being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. All those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will let the machine receive your vote. Breckinridge votes aye. Eisenhart votes aye. Running Marquardt votes aye. Orth votes aye. Nielsen aye. Bossman votes aye. Gaskill votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine. The House will take attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 98. Those voting no, 1. Absent or not voting, 1. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for opening remarks on House File 2270.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, Mr. Speaker and ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 2270. Raises all child care provider rates in the child care assistance program that are below the 50th percentile of the 2017 market rate survey up to the 50th percentile. It also increases the rate of the child care provider's quality rating system to reflect the increased rates. There is a fiscal note. DHS estimates the bill to cost $7.2 million in the fiscal year 2021. These funds will come from a federal carry forward in the Child Care Development Fund. Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment.
There is an amendment. The chair, or the clerk will read.
H8052 by Ellert of Lynn.
Chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Ellert, for amendment H8052.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Amendment H8052 is a strike after amendment putting the most recent market rate survey into the language of the bill rather than the December 2017 survey. It also adjusts the child care quality rating bonuses accordingly. While the House File 2270 has taken a great first step in adding the child care assistance, adding to the child care assistance reimbursement rates, It does not create an increase for all that are accepting child care assistance. So it currently will increase rates for non-registered home child care providers, for Category C registered child development homes, and for licensed centers. It does not give an increase to the Category A or B child development homes. With this amendment, increasing the child care assistance reimbursement rates to always be at the 50th percentile of whatever the most current market rate survey is, a survey that's completed every 3 years, and the newest rates will be coming out spring of next year. The rates will always be closer to what programs are charging for private pay. It would also allow for some of those providers that are not receiving an increase this first round to receive an increase again in the future without having to run a bill like this again. Gives the child care workforce some predictability if they can count on their child care assistance reimbursement rates to continually rise closer to what they charge for private pay and to keep up with inflation. There's also the potential that they may accept more higher numbers of children on child care assistance when they know their reimbursement rates may increase after every market rate survey. So while it's great to offer the increase on the current 2017 rates, we know we want to continue to retain the workforce. And when providers and programs know they can continue to count on an increase with each market rate survey, we can hold on to that workforce longer instead of readdressing this issue every 3 years when the new rates come out. Thank you.
Is there discussion on the amendment? The chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer.
I appreciate the thought behind the amendment. And in the future, when the new market survey is done, I think we can revisit the rate issue. But at this time, I don't want to bind future legislatures, and so I will encourage my colleagues to resist this amendment.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Ellert for closing remarks on H8052. Representative Ellert moves Amendment H8052. All those in favor of this passage, so vote aye. All those opposed, will vote no. The noes appear to have it, the noes do have it, and the amendment has failed. The clerk will call up the next amendment.
H8041 by Ellert of Lynn.
Chair recognizes lady from Lynn, Representative Ellert, for opening remarks on amendment H8041.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask for unanimous consent to withdraw this amendment.
The lady from Lynn asks unanimous consent to withdraw the amendment. Are there objections? The chair hears none. So ordered. We are now back on discussion on House File 2270. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Johnson, Representative Jacoby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, would Representative Meyer yield to a question?
Will the yes. lady yield? You're in order, Representative Jacoby.
Thank you. After reviewing the bill, two questions. Does this change the half-day rates?
Yes, it changes the half-day rates.
So we're still doing half-day rates?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so there's no real change. We're sticking with the half-day rates. We're not doing it full-time. Are we still paying at the end of the month or at the beginning of the month for service provided?
Does this address the... That's not in the bill. Okay. This is just the provider rates, the reimbursement rates for child care assistance.
I'm well aware of what CCA is. Thank you. If we're going to make any real changes, most people in the state of Iowa pay their child care bill at the beginning of the month. The state of Iowa needs to do the same thing instead of paying 6 weeks after the service was provided. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Ellert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As addressed in my previous comments, this is a really great first step at working towards some of the compensation issues. As we know, the CCA reimbursement rates are not where they need to be at. And I will recommend a yes on this, but I wanted to point out some of the flaws in it. Like I stated, it does not give an increase to the Category A and Category B child development homes. It also does not provide an increase for Level 5 QRS programs. Gives the largest dollar amount increase to non-registered programs, giving them an extra $528 to $1062 per day, when Category C child development homes are only getting an increase of $2 to $2.50 per day, and licensed centers only receiving an increase of $1.50 to $2 per day. While all programs that accept child care assistance do follow the same guidelines in the child care assistance agreement, they do differ when it gets to the actual program requirements. The non-registered home programs start with the bare minimum, registered child development homes build off of what the non-registered are doing, and the licensed build off of that, which is why we've always had that tiered structure of non-registered starting at the lowest, and then the registered jumping up quite a bit, and then licensed after them. With House File 2270, non-registered programs will now be paid at the same for a preschool age child that a child development home category A and B receive. They're also just pennies difference in the other two age groups, the infant toddler and the school age group. I'm all for giving the non-registered homes an increase, but they should not be receiving near the same or in the preschool rates, the exact same rates as the registered homes. I feel like this could backfire in some ways and cause some of those registered child development homes to drop down to non-registered if they're going to be receiving the same pay, and this could eliminate some of our child care slots, as the non-registered can only take 5 and our categories A's and B's can take 8 to 12 kids. So we need to really be aware of that. And then also with the Iowa quality rating system being rewritten and changing next year, we really need to think about making sure that our level 5s increase as well. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for closing remarks on House File 2270.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thanks to my subcommittee, Representative Ellert, for her expertise in this subject, and Representative Fry. We're doing this to maintain the child care providers that we have. Between fiscal year 2018 and 2019, 18 child care centers, 140 child development homes, and 99 unregistered homes stopped accepting child care assistance. Lack of affordable safe care, child care is a workforce issue. Parents cannot enter the workforce without child care. It's an issue in all of our communities. This bill will maintain and hopefully increase the number of providers we have. Sometimes in our rural areas, we don't have the ability for QRS centers. There may be only a few homes available. The child care advocates that I've talked to all over the state are in great support of these provider rates, and I think it's going to help our citizens participate in our workforce. So, Mr. Speaker, I would move House File 2270.
The lady from Webster moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none, and the clerk will read.
House File 2270, a bill for an act related to child care reimbursement rate under the State Child Care Assistance Program, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. All those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Running Marquardt votes aye. Breckenridge votes aye. Eisenhart votes aye. Orth votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine. The House will pay attention. House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 98. Those voting no, 1. Absent or not voting, 1. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for opening remarks on House File 2271.
Thank you again, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 2271 is a bill recommended by the governor to change the definition for infant and toddler to include children ages 2 weeks through 3 years, and the definition of preschoolers to include children 3 years until school age under the Child Care Assistance Program. This will give providers that accept child care assistance a higher reimbursement rate for children aged 2 to 3 years old. The fiscal impact is estimated to be $2.8 million in fiscal year 2021, and again, that is will be covered by our federal carry forward. Those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Ellert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I served on the subcommittee for this bill. It's a great bill, and it'll help address some of those CCA compensation issues. Adding that definition change was a great idea, and I hope everyone votes yes for this.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for closing remarks on House File 2271.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thanks to my subcommittee again, Representative Ellert and Representative Fry, for their continuing efforts to address the child care issues in our state. And with that, I move House File 2271.
The lady from Webster moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections to the title? Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2271, a bill for an act related to the definition of infant and toddler and preschool child for the purpose of child care provider reimbursement rates under the State Child Care Assistance Program being enacted by a General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All the favors passage shall vote aye. All those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Running Marquardt votes aye. Breckenridge votes aye. Orth votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 99. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 1. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for opening remarks on House File 2424.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 2424 is a bill that establishes a state-funded off-ramp program from the Child Care Assistance state program. It gradually increases cost-sharing from families as they increase their income. The goal of the bill is to remove the ceiling on an individual's ability to be successful. This bill addresses the cliff effect in the Child Care Assistance program. This is where you hear a person might refuse to accept a modest raise or a promotion because it'll push them off the cliff and they'll actually receive no child care benefits, which will cost a family of three, which is typically a mom and two kids, about $1,300 a month. Mr. Speaker, there are amendments.
The clerk will call off the first amendment.
H8087 by Meyer of Webster.
The chair recognizes the lady from Webster for opening remarks on H8087.
Amendment H8087 creates the tiered framework for the family cost sharing. There are amendments to the amendment.
Will the clerk call up the next? Will the clerk call up the next amendment?
H8116 by James of Dubuque.
Chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative James, for opening remarks on H8116.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, my husband was concluding an interview at the University of Dubuque when the HR director, at the end of the interview, knowing that we had one child who was still not yet school age, suggested that we put his name on one of our child care wait lists. Without the promise of a new job, my son's name was put on multiple lists. Now, I'm happy to report that my husband did receive the job offer shortly after the interview, and yet, my son did not receive a spot in the childcare facility until a year later. 1 year later. And when we did finally receive a spot, the daycare director informed me that it's common that when Dubuque moms find out that they are pregnant, their first phone call is to the daycare director, and then the second call is to dad. Iowa faces a child care crisis in both urban and rural areas. While it directly impacts families with small kids, it's also a drag on Iowa's economy and a huge barrier in recruiting and building a skilled workforce. Iowa ranks as one of the top states in the U.S. where both parents are working, both parents, and have children under the age of six. This is a huge demand. And yet, in an analysis of the census data, 23% of Iowans live in a childcare desert and 35% in rural areas. And even more challenging still, the average cost of childcare for two kids under the age of five ranges from $859 to $1,315 a month, which can top $15,000 annually. Iowa faces a child care crisis, and this amendment brings forward a comprehensive solution. So let me tell you what this amendment does. It does four major things. The first piece of the amendment is that it extends grants to expand or open new licensed childcare facilities. So we recognize the need to encourage new childcare options in the variety of childcare deserts across the state. So the Child Care Center and Child Development Home Grant Fund would provide startup or expansion assistance to daycare providers to offset the costs of establishing a new licensed childcare facility. These startup costs would include supplies and infrastructure and registration of the facility, and the grants would be limited to $50,000 each. The second thing that this amendment does is it partners with small businesses to expand childcare. With Iowa's shortage of childcare options, we will encourage more small businesses to provide childcare benefits to their employees through tax credits. Now, these benefits include building or fixing an existing structure at or near the small business, or operating or leasing a building to operate a childcare center for their employees. Now, the small businesses is defined in this amendment as having less than 20 or less people and income less than $4 million annually. The third thing that we would do is we would expand child care assistance. There are about 25,000 children a month in Iowa who receive assistance from the Child Care Assistance Program. CCA is available to families with income less than 145% of the federal poverty level, which is roughly just over $30,000 for a family of three in Iowa. Our plan would expand CCA to include another 7,300 children by raising eligibility to 200% of the federal poverty level. Our bill would also ease the transition for families off assistance as their income increases by expanding CCA Plus. Now, the fourth and final thing that we would do with this comprehensive solution is expand child care and dependent care tax credit. So currently, the credit is only available for families with an income under $45,000, and even for those who qualify, it still falls well short of the actual cost of childcare. And once a family makes $1 more than the $45,000 cap, they lose all care assistance. Our plan will provide twice as much total tax relief to lower-income Iowans by making state's credit 100% of the federal credit. The bill would eliminate the cliff effect by expanding the credit to families and phasing out the credit as the family income rises up to $250,000. Now, these changes would make the state even more attractive to growing families by providing one of the most competitive child and dependent tax credits in the country. This is the kind of comprehensive solution that we put forward to solve the crisis that is before us, and I ask the body to support the amendment.
Chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer.
Mr. Speaker, I would question whether this amendment is germane to the bill or the amendment.
Well, Representative Meyer, Representative James, please approach well. Representative Meyer, your point is well taken. The amendment is not germane. The chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I move to suspend the rules to immediately consider amendment H8116 and ask for a division and a record.
The lady from Dubuque moves to immediately suspend the rules to consider H8116, and a division and a record has been requested and by Representative James and seconded by Representative Confirst. This is now a record roll call vote. All those in favor shall vote aye. All those opposed shall vote no. Will the clerk open the machine and receive your vote? Running Marquardt votes aye. Klein votes no. Jones votes no. Have you all now voted? The clerk closed machine. The House paid attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 46. Those voting no, 53. Absent or not voting, 1. The amendment has failed. Will the clerk call up the next amendment?
H8108 by Meyer of Webster.
The chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for amendment H8108.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Amendment H8108 breaks down the cost sharing for the families, and I'll just read that as follows. 225% FBL, 225% of federal poverty level that 225% to 235% federal poverty level will be 33% of cost sharing, 235 to 245% FPL will be 45% of the family child care cost, and 245% FPL to 250 will be 60% family cost sharing. It also indicates that special needs children will go up to 275% FPL. Those are my opening comments on the amendment.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the lady from Webster for closing remarks on amendment H8108.
I would move the amendment, please.
Representative, the lady from Webster moves the amendment. All those in favor, as passes, vote aye. All those opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and the amendment is adopted. With the adoption of Amendment H8108, Amendment H8107 to H8087 is out of order, and we are now back on Amendment H8087. Is there discussion? Seeing none, the lady from Webster moves the amendment. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
Those opposed shall vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. We are now back on HF24. The clerk will call. With the adoption of H8087, Amendment H8036 is out of order. That disposes of all the amendments. We are now back on House File 2424. Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Ellert. I apologize, I missed you earlier.
That's all right. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. While this does not fully address the cliff effect, and I still think there's a lot of work to be done, it's a good step forward to get the conversation started. I support the bill, and I hope others will too.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for closing remarks on House File 2424.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, thanks to Representative Ellert and Representative Osmussen for serving on the subcommittee. This bill is about helping families. It's helping a mother to be a good example to her kids, working hard, improving your family's life, and hopefully ending the cycle of poverty. We want to help families be successful by lowering the barriers they face. Mr. Speaker, I move House File 2424 as amended.
The lady from Webster moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? The chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House File 2424, a bill for an act establishing a graduated eligibility phase-out program for the state child care assistance be enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage to vote aye. All those opposed to vote no. Will the clerk open the machine and receive your vote? Breckenridge votes aye. Forbes votes aye. B. Meyer votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 99, no, 0, absent or not voting, 1. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none and the title is agreed to. The chair at this time recognizes the gentleman from Carroll, Representative Best, for opening remarks on House File 2485.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House, this bill allows for child development homes to have school-aged children in the home when there has been a change in the school day and an assistant is unavailable to come in to help with the additional school-aged children. It requires DHS to adopt rules to allow registered child development homes providing care to school-aged children to exceed the child-to-staff ratio for school-aged children when a school-aged child's school starts late, is dismissed early, or is canceled due to inclement weather or structural damage. Those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Eller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen in the House. I want to thank my subcommittee, as this is a bill that I wrote that I tried to get through last year, so I was very excited to see it make it to the floor this year. Last year it would have really helped a lot of families with all the school closings we had due to the weather, which is triggered me to write this bill. We had so many families letting us know that they either had lost their job or were being threatened to lose their job or had to use all of their paid time off already by January or February. And so this bill just kind of expands on something that's already in practice. So Category A registered child development homes can already have this exception in place. And Registered B child development homes can already have all 12 of their children on site for up to 2 hours. This just allows them to have them the full day should that business owner decide to go that route if there was a school closing, an unplanned school closing. So I hope everyone votes for this and we can help keep those parents in the workforce and make sure that children are in safe childcare places during those days.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Best for closing remarks on House File 2485.
I want to thank Representative Ehlert for her help on the bill, for her expertise in childcare. And with that, I move the bill.
The gentleman from Carroll moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2485, a bill for an act establishing an exception to the number of children allowed to be present for the child care at any one time in a child development home under certain conditions being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage to vote aye. All those opposed to vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Steckman votes aye. Breckenridge votes aye. Running Marquardt's aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine. The House paid attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 98. No, 1. Absent or not voting, 1. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to pass the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. The Chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, Representative Bacon, for House File 2561.
Good evening, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 2561 is a bill designed to stop organ transplant discrimination against people with disabilities. People with disabilities can be denied equal access to organ transplants just because they have a disability. Therefore, House File 2561 prohibits a hospital or a physician from determining the ultimate recipient of an anatomical gift based upon the potential recipient's disability, unless the physician determines that the disability is medically significant to the delivery of the organ donation. Additionally, if an individual cannot independently meet medical requirements after a transplant operation, but has an adequate support system to assist with these requirements, the individual would not be denied for the transplant. The bill also requires that if this had to go to court for a transplant, that the court would quickly handle a case brought forward based upon this bill. Mr. Speaker, these are my opening remarks.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Blackhawk, Representative Brown Powers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. They assured us during the subcommittee that this was not occurring. However, we do have families in Iowa that were concerned. This is a good bill, and this will protect our folks with disabilities. They should be eligible for a transplant, just like anybody in this room. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Bacon for closing remarks on House File 2561.
Thank you, Representative Brown Powers. This is a good bill. I want to thank Representative Wheeler for bringing this bill forward, and also the subcommittee of Representative Lundgren and Brown Powers for their work on this bill. Mr. Speaker, I move that House File 2561 be read for the last time and placed on its passage.
The gentleman from Story moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Hearing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2561, a bill for an act relating to the protections of certain potential recipients of anatomical gifts being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage to vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and House pay attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 99. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 1. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to pass the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for opening remarks on 2138.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 2138 limits the amount charged to a patient receiving insulin to $100 for a 30-day supply of an insulin drug covered by their insurance plan, and all types of insulin are covered by the cap. Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment.
There is an amendment, and the clerk will read.
H8016 by Meyer of Webster.
Chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for opening remarks on H8016.
H8016 clarifies that the cap applies to each individual prescription and allows for an entire month of insulin instead of a 30-day supply for those months that have 31 days. Those are my opening comments on the amendment. There is an amendment to the amendment.
Will the clerk call up the amendment to the amendment?
H8115 by James of Dubuque.
The chair recognizes late from Dubuque, Representative James, for Amendment H8115 to H8016.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, parents should never have to bury their children. Family members and friends should never be forced to stand at the graveside of their loved one because companies are protecting their bottom line. And yet, this is exactly what is happening. People with type 1 diabetes don't produce insulin and need the drug to stay healthy and alive. Yet, insulin prices have skyrocketed in the US. In the last 10 years, the average costs have tripled. Even those who are fully insured sometimes can't afford their insulin and all of the related supplies. Today, Newsweek reported that Virginia lawmakers have passed a bill that would see insulin prices capped at $50 a month. We could join the ranks of courageous states and vote for this amendment and also put a cap on insulin at $50 a month. Earlier this year, two Minnesota health insurance companies, the actual insurance companies, imposed their own insulin cap at $25 a month. This is a moral imperative, and I ask for your support.
Chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer.
Mr. Speaker, I'd question whether this amendment is germane to the amendment.
Will Representative Meyer and Representative James please approach well? Representative Meyer, your point is well taken. The amendment is not germane. The chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative James, for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to immediately suspend the rules and call for a division and a record.
The lady from Dubuque moves for the immediate consideration of Amendment H8115, seconded, or a record roll call vote has been requested by a lady from Dubuque and seconded by the lady from Lynn, Representative Donahue. This is now a record roll call vote. All those in favor shall vote aye. All those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Orth votes aye. Breckenridge votes aye, Olson votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 45. Those voting no, 53. Absent or not voting, 2. The motion has failed. We are now back on discussion on Amendment H8016. Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Webster moves Amendment H8016. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will vote no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it, and the amendment is adopted. We are now back on House File 2138 as amended. Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Forbes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. This is a good bill, but I think we could have done better tonight. Insulin costs have been going up tremendously over the past 5 years, and as a pharmacist, I've seen the impact it has on people's lives. The $100 cap is good, but if a person is taking two different types of insulin on a monthly basis, that increases that cost. It doubles the cost of $200, and in many cases, people can't afford that. The current manufacturers of insulin currently have a program in place, and everybody qualifies that you can purchase insulin through the manufacturer for $99 a month right now. So it's basically a dollar less than what we're trying to pass here tonight. So the $50 a month, the amendment that wasn't taken up, would have really had a larger impact on a patient's out-of-pocket costs and help them to better manage their diabetes. We have people that come to our pharmacy at times that can't pay that monthly copay, and what happens is they reduce their insulin dosage, sometimes by 50%. And in turn, that causes some medical complications, and sometimes they end up in emergency rooms or they'll end up in the hospital. And so by lowering out-of-pocket costs for insulin, which is a life-saving drug, that would have a positive impact on their quality of life, and in the end, save the healthcare system money, because now we don't have the emergency room visits and hospitalizations because of patients not being able to afford this life-saving drug. So I will be supporting this bill tonight, but I'm disappointed that we didn't take the James Amendment and lower that out-of-pocket cost to $50 per month to make them more likely to be able to afford their insulin, be able to keep their, improve their quality of life, and reduce their risk of complications from diabetes. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative James.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this bill, as I've already stated, did not go far enough. This is dealing with people's lives. And yet, I do ask that the body support this cap as it stands.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Webster, Representative Meyer, for closing remarks on House File 2138.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thanks to my subcommittee, Representative James and Representative Lundgren, for their work on this bill. I was thrilled when it passed through committee on January 22nd unanimously. This is one small step we've taken toward addressing the skyrocketing costs of drugs. We want to make sure that people that require this life-saving drug do not have to ration or go without because of the cost. Mr. Speaker, I move House File 2138 as amended.
The lady from Webster moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair hears none, and the clerk will read.
House File 2138, a bill for an act relating to insurance coverage for prescription insulin drugs being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk, open the machine, receive your vote. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 98. Those voting no, 1. Absent or not voting, 1. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. There are objections to the title. The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Clark, Representative Fry, for opening remarks on House File 2192.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, House File 2192 is a telehealth payment parity bill. Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment.
There is an amendment. Will the clerk call up the amendment?
H8028 by Fry of Clark.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Clark, Representative Fry, for opening remarks on H8028.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The amendment deals with real-time services. It talks about patient being located in a facility for the service to be equally reimbursed. And it also makes clear that we are not taking away mental health telehealth visits. Mr. Speaker, there's an amendment to the amendment.
There is an amendment. Will the clerk call up the next amendment?
H8035 by Frye of Clark.
The chair recognizes Representative Frye for opening remarks on amendment H8035.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. H8035 is a clarifying amendment, and it requires other media to also be interactive. Those are my opening remarks.
Is there a discussion on the amendment? Chair sees none. Representative Frye moves the amendment H8035. All those in favor should vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the amendment is adopted. We're now back on amendment H8028 as amended. Is there a discussion? Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Sunday.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I believe telehealth is evolving and will continue to evolve. So I hope that as we move forward, we can keep coming back to this language to be certain that it's still suitable and fitting Iowans' needs. But I would encourage my colleagues to vote yes for the amendment and also support the bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, Representative Frye moves Amendment H8028. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the amendment is adopted. We are now back on House File 2192 as amended. Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Clark, Representative Frye, for closing remarks on House File 2192.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe that House File 2192 goes a long way to make sure that telehealth services across the state of Iowa are reimbursed at the same rates as other services when we are sitting in healthcare facilities. I think that this bill is something that is excellent for rural Iowa and our healthcare needs to make sure that we have providers in our rural areas and some of those in some of those places in which we can't necessarily get the health services that we might need or the practitioners that we might need. I also think that as we think about telehealth parity, while it has been a tradition for Medicaid since 2015 to be reimbursing at the same rate, we are now catching the rest of our insurers up to that, and I look forward to further conversation around in out years what this will look like as healthcare continues to evolve and technology continues to become a part of our system and everyday life in healthcare. With those, Mr. Speaker, I move House File 2192 as amended.
The gentleman from Clark moves bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2192, a bill for an act relating to reimbursement rates for healthcare services provided by covered persons by telehealth and including applicability provisions being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of passage shall vote aye. All those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Maxwell votes aye. Deary votes aye. Donahue votes aye. Gaskill votes aye. Hall votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 99. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 1. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to immediately message House File 2600, 2270, 2271, 2424, 2485, 2561, 2138, 2192 to the Senate.
Are there objections? The chair hears none. So ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to withdraw House File 2488, 2171, 2067, 2128, 2203, 2378, 2118, and 2001.
Are there objections? The chair hears none. So ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House adjourn until Tuesday, March 10th at 8:30 a.m.
Is there further business to come before the House? The chair sees none, and you've all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will vote no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and the House is adjourned.